The following is a Poppy Chulo Radio original program.
Let's go!
Get up close and personal with some of your favorite male porn stars on One-on-One with Poppy Chulo. Created by Poppy Chulo, One-on-One showcases exclusive interviews with the adult industry's most popular male performers. Here's your host, Poppy Chulo.
Welcome to One-on-One with Poppy Chulo. Today is Wednesday, January 31st, 2024. Listeners, please welcome fan favorite European gay adult star, Guillaume Wayne. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Hello, it is wonderful to have you on.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you said yes. You've been doing incredible work recently. You've been getting a lot of work that I know people on social media have been going crazy about. So I'm really glad to have you on so that we can share a little bit of your story with the listeners and your fans.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, so I typically like to start off these interviews by getting some unique stats out the way. So what is your height and weight?
Oh my God, in English? Ooh, it's very difficult.
Well, you can give it in, I know that European measurements are different. You can give it in those ways, and the listeners can use Google to do the conversion.
Yeah, okay. It's, I don't know, in English, 1 meter, and how do you say in English? 180, okay, this is it, and the kilo is 75.
What's your ethnic background?
I'm French, European, white, yeah.
What's your zodiac sign?
In English, how you say this? It's in Spanish, I think. How you say in English? I don't know how you say in English.
What is it in Spanish?
In Spanish, Aries.
Oh, Aries.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
34.
All right, let's get to know a little bit more about the man behind the performer. Just in general, who is Guillaume Wayne?
I think I am a normal guy, really. I have a normal life. I go to work, I go to the gym. It's life very, very simple, you know.
So you mentioned you are French, you are from France. Can you share with the listeners a little bit about what life was like growing up for you in France?
Yeah, I am born in Paris, but now I live in Nice in the south of France since 4 years because it's very good, very beautiful. We have the sun, we have the beach, so it's perfect for me.
I believe it. And all that fantastic French food.
Yeah, because we are close to Italy, so we have, the food is amazing.
Very nice. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about you, your sexuality? When did you start embracing your sexuality?
Very young, but I start with woman because I was living in a very, very little city when I was young. So it was very difficult to be gay in this city. So I start with a woman.
As you were growing up, when did you feel comfortable enough to come out?
I think when I go in the university, it was better because I was not the only gay, you know, in the school. So it was better for me.
What was going on with your life just prior to entering the adult industry?
I don't know. It was a life very, very simple, you know. Just I have one work. I was the boss of one supermarket before. And I was married too. So, yeah, it was very normal life, you know.
How exactly did you get into the adult entertainment industry?
I think... 5 years ago, I do some videos, and I meet one guy, and I stop because we we was a couple. I was married, so I stopped during 5 years, and now I start again since 8 months.
In total, how long would you say you've been in the adult industry? How long have you been working in the porn industry?
Before it was just 1 year, and now since 8 years, I am since 8 months. Sorry, I am in the porn industry.
How exactly did you get into the industry?
It's because in France, I have one friend. It's the boss of one company here in France, of one porn production. And all the time he tell me, you need to do one video for me, you need to do one video for me. So one day I say, okay, yes, we can try. So I try one time, and then one big production in Spain called me, and I start like this.
Prior to that moment, prior to your friend, you know, basically telling you that you should star in a production for him, had you ever thought about doing porn? Like, was it something that ever popped into your mind before that?
No, before, no. Because, no, really, no. I don't watch a lot of porn, and no, it was not in my plan, but now it's very good. I'm very happy like this.
Yes, well, you know, as you should be getting all the work that you've been getting recently.
Yeah, because now I'm very lucky because I can work with very big production. I can travel in all the world, so it's perfect.
Let's talk about your name as a performer, Guillaume Wayne. How did you come up with your porn performer name?
So Guillaume, it's my real name. And Wayne is because I am a big fan of Batman. And the name of Batman is Bruce Wayne. So I chose this.
Very nice. Yes, very nice.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the very first time that you were on a shoot. You know, the very first time that you were doing a porn scene. What was that experience like for you?
The shooting was very good because I was with one friend, so it's easy. But when I see the video, it was very difficult for me because I was very skinny, and I see my body, I say, oh fuck no, it's not possible like this. I need to do something. So it was a little difficult to see the result of the video, but the shooting was very good.
When you came back, because as you mentioned, you know, you were shooting and then you took a break because you got into a relationship, you were married. When you came back into the industry, was your first shoot, you know, 8 months ago, was that, you know, was it comfortable? Was it like, you know, you had never left, or did you have a couple of nerves because you were making a comeback?
No, really, it was very good because I feel more comfortable with my body. So no, it was very good, and it was with one friend too, so very easy.
How would you describe your performance style? How would you describe your style of fucking on camera?
I think it's something animal. I don't know if you understand, but I am a dominant top, so I like when it's rude. It's this, yeah, when it's rude.
You just mentioned it. You are a top. You have been a top in your scenes. For the listeners out there and your fans that might be curious, you know, I have to ask this because I'm sure there might be somebody with this question. Would you ever bottom on camera? Is that something that you ever see yourself doing, or maybe even doing versatile scenes?
On the camera, no. In my private life, yes, I can. I can be a bottom.
What do you enjoy most about starring in porn scenes?
I am very curious, so I love to travel in all the world and discover, you know, different cultures, different countries. I love this.
When you're doing a scene, when you're on a shoot, when you're filming content, what turns you on the most and what turns you off the most?
Well, I am very lucky because I can choose my partner. So it's very easy for me. If I shoot one scene with one Latino, it's very easy for me. The Latino for me, it's the best. And turn me off? No, nothing really. I like all. It's not difficult to take a pleasure.
What I want to do with you now is to sort of break down a porn scene. So in a scene, when you're doing a shoot, which do you enjoy the most, giving or receiving oral?
Receiving the blowjob.
In a scene, when it comes to rimming, do you enjoy giving or receiving?
Giving.
In a scene, what's your favorite position to perform for the camera?
How you say this in English? When how you say this in English? When the bottom sit on my dick. I don't know if you understand.
Okay, like writing.
Yeah, writing it is, yeah.
And what's your favorite position off camera?
It's the same. I love this position.
And we know how a scene ends with the cum shot. In a scene, where's your favorite place to shoot your load?
In the face.
Now it's time for the big question, a question that I'm sure a lot of your fans might be curious to know. How much is Guillaume packing? How big is it?
How big? It's 21 centimeters.
And we just talked about the cum shot. You enjoy giving a facial. What I'm curious to
Yeah.
ask you is, when you know that you have a scene coming up, when you know that you have to prepare for a scene, do you do anything to make sure that the cum shot looks good for the camera?
Yeah, normally I don't fuck 2 days before the shooting.
So far in the time that you have been in the industry, who have been some of your most favorite performers to work with? Who have been some of your most favorite, some of your most memorable performers to do a scene with?
With Ken Summers? I don't know if you know this guy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, with Ken Summers it was very, very good. And the last scene that I shoot 2 weeks ago, but I can't say the name of the model now. It's forbidden.
Oh, very nice. Well, that's a good tease of something to come soon.
I can't say the model. I can't say the production, but the model, no.
Who have you not worked with yet that you would love to do a scene with? Are there any performers that's on your wish list as someone that you hope to work with in the future?
With who I would like to show. It's honestly I don't watch a lot of porn, so I don't know a lot of porn star. But it's because my dream was shooting with one guy, and I shoot with these guys 2 weeks ago. So now I don't know. I need to find another.
You need a new dream.
Yeah, I need to find another. Yeah.
Yes. Are there any people in the industry, they could be performers, they could be behind the scenes, that you look up to, that inspire you in what you are trying to do in the industry?
Yeah, I have one friend. He's French too. It's François Saga. I think you know this
Oh
guy.
yes, a legend.
Yeah, it's a legend. It's one friend of mine, because we was living in the same city when we was children. So yes, this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Yes.
He was in the same city, yeah, when we was young. And this guy, yeah, it's very important.
Oh yes, of course. A superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if there's anyone to look up to or to serve as inspiration, I mean, clearly, I mean, that's the perfect individual.
Yeah.
With everything he's done in the adult side as well as the mainstream side. Yeah, very nice. In your opinion, are there any misconceptions or myths about porn performers that you would like to dispel? Are there any assumptions about performers or anything that you think the listeners might have that you would love to clear up those assumptions?
Yeah, some people think that all the performers take drugs or something like this, but no, it's not like this. Of course, I have drugs in the porn industry, but not all the people take drugs.
In your opinion, is there any competition among performers in the industry? I mean, you are working actively there in the European gay porn market. Do you feel like other people are trying to compete with you? Do you feel like you are in competition with other performers to get the scene work?
Yeah, of course. It's a competition because we are a lot of models, but don't have work for all the models, you know. So of course it's a competition, and yeah, sometimes it's a little difficult because some people are jealous because they see I am working with very big production. So, but it's okay. It's a life.
Is there an aspect of the industry, is there something about the porn industry that you do not enjoy?
Sometimes, yeah, with some production, the shooting, it's too long, really. Too long, too many, no, it's too much sometimes.
As someone who is currently in the industry, who's been getting a lot of work, I'm curious to ask you, do you believe it is difficult to balance a romantic relationship while doing the work that you're doing? Is it difficult to date while working in the industry?
Yeah, it's difficult, of course, because yeah, when you meet someone, it's difficult. The other need to understand that it's only work, it's only a job. Okay, I go to fuck, but it's only my work. You know, don't have love, don't have it's very different, but it's not impossible.
Do you think it is easier to date someone in the industry, or is it easier to sort of separate, you know, the job from personal life? Is it easier to date outside of the industry, or what is your preference, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask.
No, in the industry, of course, it's easy, but I am very jealous, so I can't. I can't have a relationship with a porn actor. It's impossible for me.
A Frenchman jealous? I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your original content. Let's talk about your OnlyFans. For the listeners out there, can you share with them what type of content they can expect to see on your OnlyFans?
I try to do something. It's not very professional, you know. Don't have a very good light. It's something like my private life. On my OnlyFans, oh, you have a lot of video. You have duo, threesome, orgy. Have a lot.
How often do you post updates on your OnlyFans?
I post one video all the week. All the week, you have one video.
Let's talk about something that I know, which I'm guessing is what you were teasing before. I understand you cannot say the performer, but you did recently shoot your very first scene for men.com, which I know is a big deal for performers. So can you share with the listeners just a little bit about, I know that you can't say who, but just a little bit about what that experience was like for you, and how did it feel to shoot with men.com? I mean, you have been working with some big companies recently. You've done with Fuckermate, you've done with Tim Tales, but men.com, I mean, that's a big deal too.
Yeah, it was amazing. They sent me a message on Instagram, and yeah, for me it was like a dream, because for me it's the best company of the world. So yeah, I was very, very, very happy to work with this company, and yeah, it was amazing, really amazing, and I think the scene will be very, very, very good.
Very nice. And it was shot there. Was it shot there in France?
No, in Spain.
Oh, very nice. Okay, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I assume you have no clue when it's going to be released.
No, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Was there at all the prospect of more work with men? Did they enjoy your performance?
I think yeah. So we will see if we can do another scene with men.
Fantastic. Now, Men.com, was a production company that was on your list that you really wanted to work with. Are there any other companies out there that you have not worked with yet that you hope to work with in the future?
Tim Tales too was it was a dream to work with Tim. So now I have 2 cents for Tim, so I'm very happy. And now I would love to work with Naked Swirl.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, but I don't know. We will see.
Do you ever see yourself coming here to the US and maybe working with some of the big content creators here?
Yeah, I would love. I would love. It's on my wish list, but we see if I can travel, yeah, in the US. I would love, yeah.
Tell me something quirky about yourself that most people don't know, something unique about Guillaume.
Yes, people don't know that I am very romantic, really. Because in my video, okay, I am a dominant top, I am a little rude, but in my private life, I am very romantic.
Describe yourself in 10 words or less.
Oof, this is very difficult. I say shy, funny, curious. Well, this is very difficult. Yeah, I think it's good. This shy, curious, and funny. Yeah, it's good.
What I want to do now as we start getting close to wrapping the interview up is I want to allow the listeners to get to know some of your favorites. So I have a list of pop culture oriented questions that are designed to allow the listeners to get to know some of the things that you enjoy doing, some of the things that you enjoy watching and listening to. So the first question in this set is, what are five of your most favorite television shows?
Television show, honestly, I don't watch a lot the TV. I am a big fan of cinema, so I am in the cinema all the time. The TV, it's only for Netflix or something like this. On Netflix, yeah, I see Drag Race, of course. And yeah, that's all. On the TV, really, that's all.
Who are four of your all-time favorite music artists?
Okay, it's only French artist.
That's perfectly
Very.
fine.
Yeah, I am old and I love the old French music. So it's one guy calling Johnny Hallyday or Alain Bashung, or yeah, it's only French.
What are three of your most favorite films?
Oh, this is very difficult. Okay, number three, I think Oppenheimer. Number two, I think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And number one, Mad Max Fury Road. This is the best movie of the world.
What are two foods you can't live without?
Mexican food and Japanese food.
And what is one of your guilty pleasures?
The chocolate.
Oh, really? Well, French chocolate, yes.
The chocolate, black chocolate. Oof.
What's next for Guillaume Wayne? What's coming out soon? I mean, clearly we already know about your Men.com debut, but is there anything else that the listeners and your fans should be expecting from you very soon?
Yeah, I have a lot of scenes with Lucas Entertainment. I think I've five or six. A lot of content on OnlyFans and a new video with Tim Tales too.
How can your fans reach you? Where can they find you on the web, social media, as well as your official OnlyFans link?
OnlyFans, yeah, it's the same name on OnlyFans, Instagram, and Twitter, Guillaume Wayne 1. it's the same name in all the platform.
Perfect. Well, this does bring us to the end of our interview. Is there anything that you would like to say to your fans and supporters that are tuning in, that are listening?
Yeah, I can say thank you so much because, yeah, I start since 8 months and all works very, very, very good for me. And yeah, thank you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for all love, all the message. I can't answer to everyone, but I read all the message and yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for your support.
Well, I certainly want to thank you so much for the interview, Guillaume.
Thanks to you, really, it was a pleasure.
And listeners, I also want to thank you for tuning into One on One with Papi Chulo. Before we go, here's our announcer to remind you on how you can interact with us.
Thank you for downloading One on One with Papi Chulo. Here are a few helpful reminders. For more information on One on One with Papi Chulo, visit poppychuloradio.com/afterdark. Follow Papi Chulo on Twitter at twitter.com/poppychulo1on1. That's at Papi Chulo. The number one. The word on. And the number one. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/poppychuloradio. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/poppychuloradio. Do you have any questions, suggestions, comments, or concerns? Email us via contact@poppychuloradio.com. Are you interested in joining the Papi Chulo Radio team as an on-air personality? Email talent@poppychuloradio.com. Binge listen to your favorite Papi Chulo Radio programs by visiting poppychuloradio.com/archives. Back to you, Papi Chulo.
Thanks, announcer. And with that, Guillaume, Wayne, and I would like to wish you and yours a wonderful night. Good night, listeners.
Good night.
Let's go.
Thanks for listening to One on One with Papi Chulo. To contact us with any of your questions, suggestions, comments, or concerns, email us at contact@poppychuloradio.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter by going to twitter.com/poppychuloradio. And like us on Facebook by visiting facebook.com/poppychuloradio. Be sure to listen again next week as we continue to showcase exclusive interviews with some of the adult industry's most popular male performers. This is Ben Patrick Johnson saying good night and have a wonderful week.